We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome back, friends, to the 2023 WNBA Mock Free Agency on the Her Hoop Stats podcast. I'm Gabe Ibrahim, and by now you should know how this whole exercise works because you've listened to the previous two parts of this podcast. If you haven't, go ahead and do so. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and on your favorite podcast app while you're at it. In part two, we saw Tiffany Hayes, Alicia Clark, Azrae Stevens, and Breonna Jones switch teams. And spoiler warnings, part three is even crazier with 18 players negotiating contracts, a few trades, and every team in the league involved. We call this the lightning round, so buckle up and enjoy. Now let's move on to free agents that may be interested in Atlanta. On the restricted free agency market, I think the name that was brought up a few times was Marina Mabry. I would say, though, we should mention that Gabby Williams is not going to be a part of this activity due to the fact that she's probably not playing next year based on what she said in the media and the fact that she's in the French League. That will also come up for some other players that we probably won't end up talking about here just because we don't know the extent to which those players are not going to come over. But it seems like Gabby has said, right, that she doesn't want to come over. So Gabby's not going to be in this activity. But let's go to Marina Mabry. She was brought up a few times. Obviously, I think she's probably the premier player on the restricted free agency market. She's proven a lot in Dallas. So Dallas, do you want to – we should – I don't know. No, someone else should make an offer.
We'll start with, you know, before we see what the market bears, we definitely offer 2 years, 3 years, 135 protected is a starting years, point.
3 years, 135 a year protected?
Yeah.
Seems a bit low.
Well, Sparks would love to bring Marina Mabry back.
Oh, let me hear it, Sparks. What's your offer?
So we know that we traded you away for a second round pick a couple of years back, but that was a sin of the previous regime. And we really feel like you're a star. You belong in a place like Los Angeles. We know that the whole running point guard thing isn't exactly what's best fit for you. We have enough guards here where we think the ball handling responsibilities won't be entirely thrust upon you. You can be more of a natural two guard in this role. We know you love playing with Neko Gumake. She's talked a lot about how much she loved you as a rookie and just how much of a character you were in Los Angeles, let's just say. I think the t-shirt line would sell very well in Los Angeles. But money-wise, this is what we're talking about, obviously. We can do 3 years, 155.
3 years, 155. Protected.
Atlanta is willing to go 3 years, 170. Protected with the max raises.
That was 170?
Mm-hmm. All right. We think that she fits really well with Ari McDonald.
That's a leader.
And again, we wanted to pad out our roster with ball handlers. Minnesota would also be interested in negotiating a potential sign and trade where they would be sending Ariel Powers to Dallas at a similar figure. It's hard to negotiate with because I have similar valuations for both teams. But
I think Atlanta offers
very good on Ariel Powers.
I understand, and I realize there has not been a regime change since he was traded. But
there has not.
I don't imagine Dallas is at a point in Caleb McBride's not on the table. Just wanted to throw that out there.
New York is willing to possibly throw in an offer just for now.
Are you willing to possibly throw in an offer? Or are you willing to throw in an offer?
Chicago's willing to offer if you want to come to me instead.
Connecticut is willing to make an offer. Don't let it.
I need an offer to be
25,000.
Yeah, that's
too. No, well, this is the thing. If she wants to come and win, then come to Chicago, play for the 124. But she
wouldn't get that because I would match that because it's less than I already offered.
Yeah. I'd be stuck in Dallas.
I know.
You could win in Connecticut. I mean, we would be. Okay. I don't know that we can get. I mean, I think we might need to be a little creative in what we can do, but I think we can get the 170, maybe just short of that. Winning situation.
Atlanta is offering 175. And again, we are offering the 3% raises, which is something we haven't talked about.
Oh, yeah. We would be willing to do that, of course. Just focusing.
So it's just
Sparks can get to 172.
170? 172 or 170?
I'm sorry, 170 as well.
As well.
Again, we're at 175.
Got it. Yeah, no, but Connecticut's really, that's very interesting. If you guys can get up close to, what's a number you can for sure get to?
I think it sort of depends on, would we have to release Dejanay Carrington or Nia Cloudon to get all the way down to signing people at the 0-2 max?
Am I going to do something that causes Nia Cloudon to be released? I don't know about that. As a personal note.
I know. So, I mean, my first question, would be how crucial are the exact dollars? I think the situation in Connecticut is clearly different, than the other ones you're considering. And so if you value that and
this is their first big contract.
Yeah. Also, and it's a different change, right? It's an opportunity to be on a team with a history of success, right? She's had a big role on teams that are, Dallas has definitely taken some steps, but it's a little different situation than the finals team.
Yeah. So the thing about Atlanta, though, is she's going to have a little bit more opportunity to shine, but also Ryan Howard's going to get a ton of possessions there. So maybe
we want Mabry to have the ball a lot. We think that Howard's value on the offensive line is more as a versatile shooter. We want Howard attacking second sides because we have a concern about her efficiency if she's doing the primary, we've seen both in the WNBA and currently overseas, where I think they're playing together, actually.
Marina Mabry also is not really a primary ball handler.
Right, but she has to. Well, she's in Dallas, she was able to have it a lot. And again, we would also be playing her a lot with Ari McDonald. So the idea is distributing lots of touches across, giving everybody opportunities both on the ball and on the second side.
All right, but why don't you just smoke that offer out of the water from Connecticut? Because they have a really good situation. So if you want me, just pay me. Like money talks. So give me some more money. And then we won't have the Dallas problem because Dallas may or may not match at this point. And you won't have to compete with Connecticut because Connecticut can't get up that much higher, I don't think.
What if we start at 182,500?
That's better. That would beat Connecticut at 170 for sure. In Los Angeles, can you get up there?
Is it just about the money with Atlanta? There's nothing about the role in Los Angeles that appeals to you?
No. Okay. I mean, there's something in the role in Connecticut that appeals to me. I don't think it necessarily appeals to me in Atlanta.
Yeah, in also, Atlanta, she would still get touches without having to do everything herself.
Right. So it depends on how high we're going to reintroduce the GM of the Chicago Sky.
Yeah, sorry about that. Tech issues.
The Indiana Fever.
Can New York step in here and possibly see if
can you beat that offer?
Interested in something? It's not financially, no, but the position, I think, playing alongside Sabrina,
what's Benadja,
Natasha, 2 years, 150.
No, okay, moving on. Okay, all right, and also, Jacob, can I ask you a question, league office?
Absolutely.
So the restricted free agency thing is she needs to sign a 2-year deal, right, to not be in restricted free agency? It needs to be multiple years. Well, the offer needs to be multiple years, right?
Yep.
Okay, offer she needs to be multiple years, and she would be after 2 years. She's not. She would come out as an unrestricted free agent, right?
Yes. I don't believe that she would end on 4 years of service. So,
okay. So I'm thinking 2 years probably makes sense for Mabry because she wants to go somewhere, prove herself even more, and then get a bigger contract. So I think 3 years is. May not be where she wants to be.
I mean, we're offering value that is about 90% of the max contract.
Yeah,
No, and we've also seen a WNBA landscape where lots of players are signing short-term deals, which means high-value players are entering free agency very consistently, which is also a consideration. Again,
would you be willing to go 2 years if I wanted to? Either of you? Connecticut?
Sorry, more than 2 years, you said?
No,
if I wanted to go just 2 years.
Yeah, we definitely would do that. And, you know, one thing that sort of complicates our situation in Connecticut, right, is, you know, that Heidemann's also a restricted free agent. And so, you know, we're having conversations. I don't know what she's going to go for. That affects how much money we have.
I'm signing the offer sheet at Atlanta. I just decided. Sign the offer sheet at Atlanta. So say,
if Atlanta wants to make an offer to not have to deal with the question of whether I'm going to match this offer, they can do that offline, and we could not have an offer sheet and just do this as a sign and trade.
You could test them and see how far they want to go by offering me more money.
We're going to test. We're going to test Dallas. We're going to test Dallas.
So state the offer again.
3 years. 3 years. Fully protected, starting at $182,500 with the full 3% raises.
I think she would take the 3 year deal in that situation because
we're pretty close to the max
at the end.
We're not offering a sign and trade.
Quick question. League office. When does the CBA end? It's after the 27 season?
Or 20? Yes, but I believe, and Richard, jump in if you know this offhand, but I think there is an opt-out after the 2025 season.
I think is it for the 2025? Like you have to opt out by 2024 or for 2020, I think maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's.
I thought there were 3 years that could go away, but I could be wrong on that.
It's one of those two. It's right around TV deal expansion territory.
Yeah, you have to exercise it by the end of 2024, but it would come into play at the end of the 2025 season.
That is a good time to be hitting free agency again.
And she'll be hitting free agency then after that season where the CBA
with the new CBA.
Okay, I wanted to time it out with that because I think she's going to be able to get a lot more money. After that, so I think the 3 years is a good deal. So 3 years starting at $182,500. I don't know how to say that. You guys know the dollars.
Yeah.
$182,000 basically. And then we're signing it. So you want to wait. We're waiting 3 days to see if Dallas matches. All right. Who wants to go next with the restricted free agent?
Well, let's do McCowan.
Let's do McCowan. Tierra McCowan on the market. Who has an offer?
I mean, Dallas. We'll start with a bit of 3 years starting at 180 protected.
3 years starting at 180 protected. Would anyone like to beat that?
Wow.
You guys value Mabry more than McCowan? I'm kind of shocked by that.
Another thing to keep in mind with the Her Hoop Stats mock-off season, we're going to really like the perimeter players who can shoot. In terms of as a group, the group think here, I would say more than the big, but I think you're probably right, Kevin. I think
for us, like Phoenix, just stylistically, it doesn't make sense to get McCowan in, you know, and we have a lot of bigs in LA.
Yep.
Yeah. I have starting bigs is basically the reason I wouldn't be chasing McCowan.
So McCowan at 3 years, 180 starting with the raises protected.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool by me. Let's go Sophie Cunningham. What you got for me, Phoenix?
Well, we think you're absolutely thriving in the way we want to play. I mean, I think it might be a little unrealistic to think of you as our starting power forward going forward, which is why we've brought in a little bit of reinforcement so you don't have to play the four. I think the three is perfectly fine for you, and you can still do the whole bombing thing and just take as many shots as you want and play up and down. We're thinking of starting at, let's see, you were on a minimum last year, so 130 this year, and for however many years as you want.
130, and I'll probably go 3 years if that's cool. Protected.
Mm-hmm.
Protected. So 3 years protected, starting at 150.
130.
Oh. Huh? 130.
She's. You right?
That's what I said. Right? Yeah, 130. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I heard.
Is that with the raises or is that flat?
It's with races.
Okay, so who can beat that?
Indiana will beat that.
Willing.
Who? New York? Las Vegas? What?
New York. New York is willing to offer basically the same thing we were willing to give, maybe 2 years at 150.
2 years.
You have a much better role in Phoenix than you would in New York. And seems like you liked Vanessa better than Sandy.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. but you got to, I mean, the money's a big deal. That's a big jump from 130 to 150.
We can go 140.
So.
You can go 140, you can't go 150, can you?
I'm just saying there's a lot of wings in New York.
Okay. But they're paying me more money, so like
opportunity is a big part of it. Chill.
Indiana, what you got for me?
We were thinking 2 years, 150.
2 years, that 150 was what.
Yeah,
and I would star. Would I be your
you would
star,
or... you would be our starting three? Yeah, come be part of the youth movement.
I could look really good there. Who's your point guard?
You're talking to Phoenix or Indiana?
Indiana.
We have Daniel Robinson. Not going to be Daniel Robinson. We have a potential trade in the works. Last I talked to somebody.
Is that still in the works?
That's still on the table, but it partly depended on whether Daniel Robinson was going to take the buyout that we were talking about a while back.
She's interested in that, by the way. It doesn't matter for this conversation, though. Yeah, I guess you have Destiny Henderson. So I'd be starting at the three next to Kelsey Mitchell and then Alyssa Smith and Aaliyah Boston, assumedly.
That's the plan.
So Emily Ancelor's coming off the bench?
Yes.
That's good. Can you get up? Can you give me like 160? Come on, you got space.
If on a 2 year deal, sure.
All right, 2 years, 160 from Indiana, New York. Can you beat that?
No, we'll let Indiana take that offer.
Phoenix, right. Phoenix will go to 150.
Huh? Yeah, but I want to sign it. You guys can match it if you want. So 2 years protected with raises for 160?
Sure.
All right. So that's the offer sheet from Indiana to Sophie Cunningham. And then we will come back momentarily after we do one more player to both Dallas and Phoenix to hear about your matchings. We're going to do Natisha Heidemann. I think that's the other big name here. So Natisha Heidemann is on the restricted free agency market. Give me some years and dollars from Connecticut.
You know, our policy, which has been successful in past off seasons, is to communicate to you that we value you incredibly, but we're not exactly sure what the right numbers are. So we more than happy to have you talk to some people and, let's let the market determine what really the fair value is so we don't over or underpay you.
Yeah. So someone give me an offer. Who wants Natisha Heidemann starting in the playoffs last year? Big minutes in the finals. No one has an offer for Natisha
Wings here.
Oh, Wings. Okay.
Yeah, we're willing to do 2 years, 125K flat.
Yeah. That seems fair.
Atlanta here willing to do 3 years, 140 with raises.
That sounds like the leader in the clubhouse right there. Anybody else? 140 can beat it 3 years.
I mean, you could be the starting point guard in Phoenix, but we're not doing 140. We could do 125.
Okay. I'd probably rather be in Dallas for that, but I think Atlanta, that's good money. Anybody
is
else?
Dallas starting you ahead of Veronica Burton and Ty Harris?
No, it doesn't matter. I'm not picking either of you is the answer because they offered me more money. And at this point for Natisha Heidemann is absolutely just about the money because she's never been paid before. So 140 with max with raises protected 3 years from Atlanta. That seems like an offer sheet that she's going to sign. She signed that offer sheet. Okay, let's do it. Let's do the matching.
I'll match Heidemann right now.
Okay.
But I figured that would happen. So that's also part of the consideration.
All right. So that one we're going to go Heidemann back to Connecticut.
2 years.
3 years.
140 max raises.
Protected, presumably, right? Protected.
Okay. So that's Natisha. So now we go back to Mabry, was the first one to sign an offer sheet. Dallas, what are you up to?
We are declining to match.
Okay. She goes to Atlanta.
Both my teams. Both my
Yeah. Let's do it. All right. So that's cool. Then we have to go back to Phoenix for Cunningham.
What was the offer?
What was the offer?
2 years starting at 160.
This is a toughie. we're going to pass.
All right. 2 years starting at 160. Protected.
Sure. Right. Yep.
Protected. for Sophie Cunningham. Let's talk about Bridget Carlton, another restricted free agent on the market who should have a very robust market. If you guys are not interested, I'm going to be very upset. Me, personally, Gabe Ibrahim, not the player agent. So, Bridget Carlton, on the market, Minnesota, do you want to kick us off with an offer?
No, we are in a strictly reactive position. We were hoping she would We were hoping she would last a little bit longer in the free agency period.
Well, as the player agent, I absolutely hate that, let me tell you. So who can
write a first refusal?
Who can give me a offer sheet here for Bridget Carlton?
What's Minnesota's cap situation looking like?
So the most they can match at this point while keeping the number two pick is about $136,500.
Okay. Yeah, I can't box that out.
No one? I ain't going back on the minimum.
Phoenix will offer 2 years starting at 100.
Okay. 2 years starting at 100? Really? No one else can beat that?
Atlanta will offer 2 years starting at 105. Well, 2 years, 100. Yes, 2 years starting at 105.
2 years starting at 105. That's better. I think that's better. You said
we'll go to 105.
Okay. Yeah, I like the Atlanta situation for me, though. Oh, wait.
I mean, some minutes have opened up without Sophie Cunningham.
That is true. And I'd be a starter.
It's debatable, depending on what can.
I'm already a starter. I shouldn't be this hard to get a freaking offer, man. Give me over 100,000. Come on. No one? All right.
No, 105. It's 105.
105.
I mean, at these prices, come compete with Cunningham for the spot in Indiana.
Really, though? Can you get me up to, like, 120 Indiana? What the hell are you
doing? Yeah, 120, 2 years.
2 years. Yeah, give me that. Do you want to make sure Minnesota can't match, though? You can go up to 140, and then we're done here.
The Sparks will go to 122, actually. Okay, 120 Sparks. As well. Sorry.
Okay, so in sign and trade deal, would either Indiana? So Indiana has the 13th pick, Los Angeles has the 14th pick. Would either of them like to offer that as a sign and trade for Minnesota?
I have to sign somewhere first.
I'm just saying, as part of the.
All
right. I see.
You know, I actually think. And I'm sorry about this Los Angeles.
Well, hold on. But here's the thing. Is any signed trades have to be negotiated before an offer sheet is signed? Yeah.
The entirety of the trade is a condition of signing the offer sheet, essentially.
Yeah.
So, well, let me pick.
But in practice, the player, can pick. And then you
right,
before
right,
it's
right.
official.
Yeah. I'm not signing anything. I'm just picking the team I want to go to. Because I actually think Indiana's really attractive to Bridget Carlton. Like, she's a Midwest gal. And it's, I don't know. I thought she was
Canadian.
She is.
But she went to Iowa State.
But she's not even all the way up to Toronto.
The entirety of Canada is the Midwest.
I probably mispronounced that. I'm sorry to the lovely residents of Southwestern Ontario.
But. Yeah, no, I'm going to be real. She probably would rather play in Los Angeles. So 140 from Los Angeles was the offer sheet? Or no,
it was 120.
120 from Los Angeles, 2 years protected. But if you do that, that just means Minnesota's going to match it.
Is Los Angeles willing to offer the 14th overall pick?
Let me check what we're working with again.
Rather the 14th overall pick than Bridget Carlton. You're hoping the 14th overall pick turns into Bridget Carlton.
We're fine with the 14th pick as part of a sign and trade.
We will. That deal goes through.
Cool.
All right. Hollywood Bridget Carlton. All right, let's move on. So 2 years. Yep. Boom. Perfect.
Let's spend that $3,600 all at once.
To Los Angeles. Now exactly. Let's go around and just start picking free agents. Can be restricted, can be unrestricted. Let's hear it. So whoever has it, say your team name and say who you want to talk to.
Phoenix would like to make an offer to Mariah Jefferson.
Interesting. Okay. We're listening.
We envision you as our starting point guard. Again, we love the season that you had in Minnesota. We think we do really well with Connecticut guards in Phoenix as well. So I think just the spacing, the pace, you know, it make a lot of sense for you in Phoenix. And we're willing to start at 100 and what was the money that I have committed here? 140, however many years as you want.
140 for, I would say 3 years if that's cool.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
And can we make it protected?
Yeah, we can make that protected.
No, let's go, baby. That's a huge deal for her. All right, who can match that? So say your offer again.
3 years, 140, maximum raises, protected.
Who can beat that? Anybody?
Storm here. We will offer a starting salary of 150K. We'd prefer to do a two-year deal, if that's possible.
Can I get it protected?
Yeah.
150, so that's a lot of money to give up. Seattle's a really good opportunity. Probably going to look better in Seattle.
Playing with
Breen. I'm a starting point guard, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of expectations to fulfill to back up Sue Bird, though.
To come
not
to
back up, but like to fill her shoes. Yeah.
Well, no one can fill Sue Bird's shoes.
Agreed. That's a difficult situation to walk into.
Yeah, but the money is better for the next 2 years, and just a little bit. It's not that big of a deal, but I think just like that situation is really awesome. Like that would be awesome for me in my career if I can get to a place where I'm playing in the finals with Breanna Stewart. So Phoenix, can you go higher? Can you
match money?
Oh, not match. I want you to beat it.
We're giving you the third year. That's extra.
The third year is extra. That's nice.
Yeah. So we'll match that same starting salary then. Yeah.
Seattle, can you give me a third year?
I think we'd rather go to 160.
That doesn't do that much for me, but it is better. I just think she's going to want to be in Seattle, man. That's an awesome situation. Starting point guard with that team and 160 protected for the next couple years. I think that has to be her decision. So Mariah Jefferson to Seattle.
You're going to try to steal Morgan Tuck away from Connecticut too, Kevin?
With every offseason, it's one new player that Stewie played with. So Tuck was first, then Lou, then last year Gabby. Now they're all gone, and now it's Mariah.
All right, who's got another free agent they wanna call out to the dais?
Well, as long as Mariah Jefferson is off the table, Erica Wheeler, would you like to be our starting point guard in Phoenix?
I'd love to be your starting point guard in Phoenix. That sounds amazing. What's on the table here?
We're going to start with that same 140, but we'll do 2 years fully protected.
2 years fully protected at 140? That sounds delicious. Yeah. Who can beat it? Anybody? All right, done. I'm not going to leave that offer on the table. That one's done for Erica Wheeler. That's a great deal for her.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah, Phoenix, you came out pretty good on that. That wasn't the worst thing in the world.
No, I don't think so.
Vegas would be interesting in bringing on Steph Talbot. We'll give her about 75,000.
Minnesota would be willing to offer, and let me just check this out, 2 years at 100,000 non-guaranteed to start negotiations.
That'll be the leader in the clubhouse. Can anyone beat it?
Phoenix with is raises. Willing to do that same contract as Minnesota.
Ooh, Phoenix willing to do the same contract. Phoenix, you're going to have to beat it, to be honest. And just like I like
both places there. She's been before. We think that Talbot's game would work really well with Nafisa Collier, both in terms of pushing rigid four and because of entry passing stuff, inversion opportunities. Talbot's good in the post as well. There's a lot to like on the court.
Wait, but your offer was what?
100, 103, non-guaranteed.
And what was the other offer?
The same from Phoenix.
Phoenix, I thought Phoenix offered me more.
Phoenix was offering 2 years starting at 100. Los Angeles can do 2 years starting at 120.
All right, Los Angeles, 2 years starting at 120. That's do you have a protected contract? I'm not sure you do.
We're not protecting that.
Okay, is Minnesota going
to
protect that?
Minnesota is willing to protect it.
2 years, 100 protected?
With Rays.
Oh, if Minnesota's protecting, then I guess we can do that.
All right.
I guess who can do
with
that?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, Los Angeles.
Steph Talbot isn't willing to take a pay cut to play with the reigning champions?
No.
We're talking a pay cut of over 50%. Like 40%.
Can I talk to Ezzie Magbegor before we make this decision?
No.
She's reserved, and I need to figure out.
We can't do it. We can't keep going. I mean,
I need to know what Ezzie's salary is going to be. Like, is she willing to play for the vet minimum this year, or do I need to pay her more than that?
Yeah. Well, I would rather her play. I mean, she would rather have more money, but
I understand. But
I don't think she's gonna. I mean, I haven't heard that she would be willing to take a year off. She's still playing in Australia, so
which ends seasons really early.
She's in Europe this year.
Oh, that's right. She's in Hungary. The Sopran. That's right.
She's with SoProm. That is
still probably will be fine in all likelihood.
Yeah, I think she'd be. I don't think that's going to be an issue. I mean,
okay.
I don't think I don't think in real life they would have to.
Yeah,
I'll call her the minimum.
Yeah, I'd say
just for the sake of deciding.
Yeah, I'd say it's fine.
All right. In that case, I mean, we'd love to do this as a 1 year deal. Would what if we said like 135?
Yeah, no, we're going to Los Angeles. That one's done.
Well, no, that was just a question. I don't think that's.
If we're starting there, you have to beat them.
What they were offering 120.
I'm at 120.
135.
Oh, I'm sorry. 135. Yeah, but you got to beat them by a lot because I'm taking off a guaranteed $120,000 in the second year.
All right. If that's the case, then we'll do 2 years 130.
2 years 130, and can I get protected?
I don't think we can protect both years just from a logistical standpoint.
I want that second year protected. That's a
we'll match the 2 years 130.
All right. And unless there's a better offer.
Well, what would you be willing to take if we did the second year unprotected? Because the number of protected players is just going to be an issue for us potentially.
That'd be pretty high because that it's what. All right.
All right, two years, 140 protected.
2 years, 140. And what was it from Los Angeles said again?
I mean, I guess we're just continuing to match what Seattle is offering.
That was a great.
No, I mean, think,
look, the
I
most
think we'll just opt out of this, honestly.
Okay.
Oh wow, really?
Take the 2 140. Yeah.
So yours is 2 140, and Seattle. Oh yeah, Seattle 2 140 with the first year protected.
If you should be remembering this more favorably to you, I did offer to protect the second year.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh yeah, he did. We have that on record. Both years protected. Just
are you allowed to structure contracts with part of it protected and part not?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
But it counts as a protected until the protection ends.
Yeah, that was my question. Is it until it ends or until the contract ends?
Until the protection ends. So if there's protection in subsequent seasons, like with an extension, that counts as protected for the current year. But if it's non-protected, non-protected, that's like the Storm has done that with, I think, is Raquana Williams might be in that case, but the Storm definitely did that with...
The Storm did it with Tuck.
Morgan Tuck, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah. So Steph Talbot going to Seattle. Hey, that was a great agency by me accidentally. All right, who's got another free agency? Another free agent they want to talk to?
Sykes.
That was my next one as well.
All right. Well, I'll give Los Angeles the first offer since that's my home. If they want to stick.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've definitely had a very productive relationship over the last 3 years. You've essentially become our starting point guard, which I don't think any of us really anticipated, but we figure to have you in that same role going forward. You were on a deal that was unprotected at 130, so we're going to up that to a 2 years protected starting at 160.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Do you want to do raises or flat?
We're thinking flat, but I mean, obviously we're willing to
negotiate. We'll see what else is on the market. So 2 years, 160 protected from Los Angeles for Brittany Sykes. Can someone beat it?
Indiana, we're interested. Would Brittany be interested in Indiana as a young team growing with us?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think you'd have to beat Los Angeles' offer by pretty substantially because she's had history there and similar sort of deal. There's a lot of young players.
Then I think go to LA. I don't think we're beating that by an awful lot.
How do you feel about a 1 year, 180 deal from Dallas?
I thought you were going to say Seattle. That would have been.
You said
that
Seattle.
Been...
I was going to be so scared.
If it was Seattle, I would have been. We would have signed that right then.
Seattle was out of money.
It was a bait and switch. I don't know. She gave up some money last year to be in Los Angeles. Yeah. I think.
Bet on yourself. Sign something else in year two.
I mean, the fact that she gave up money to be in Los Angeles suggests an interest in returning to Los Angeles, and we're doing the protection system. Although I'm not saying this as the LA GM, the fact that Dallas with Coach Latricia Chamwell expressing interest in Brittany Sykes probably is pretty compelling.
It is compelling, but it's just one. If the contracts were the exact same, it'd be very compelling. Yeah. Okay, I didn't get anything out of that. All right, back to Los Angeles. 2 years protected, 160. With flat.
What's the status with Maya Caldwell? She's reserved,
right?
She's reserved.
Did anybody offer?
She's unrestricted. She has hardship, so that's true. Technically UFA.
I mean, Las Vegas is willing to offer the minimum.
League office? Do you know the minimum for Maya Caldwell?
Yes. I believe she's one of the rare players who technically has 0 years of service. So,
so she's at 62. Okay. That'd be her minimum.
Phoenix will offer 1 year at 70.
Okay, 1 year 70 from Phoenix. That's nice.
We have some playing time at the guard spots.
Yeah, I'll play a ton in Phoenix. So
can we have a starting backcourt, but yeah.
Yes, I'm not starting anywhere else at the moment. Who's got some? Anybody can beat that 1 year, 170 for Maya Caldwell? Sold.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
Minnesota would like to offer Sammy Whitcomb a contract.
Oh, all right.
Dallas is also interested in Sammy Whitcomb.
Okay. Let's hear what's Dallas have to say.
I mean, we kind of would want to talk to Amanda Zowie B first because we've got her reserved rights and we want to sign both of them.
Oh, right. Amanda Zowie B is reserved.
Well, Minnesota would like to make an offer to crush the timeline then. 1 year, 100K, fully guaranteed.
We're probably going to be able to beat that. But again, because we have 240 to spend between Zowie B and a free agent. So what's it going to take to get Zowie B here?
I think she
125?
Yeah.
One year, 125?
I think she would agree with that. I don't see why not. I mean, she wanted to play last year, so it's not like she didn't want to play. So right. I think that's,
and we can
that's good.
Protect that, I think. Yeah, we can protect that.
Yep. All right, that'll work for Amanda Zowie B.
So that means we can offer Sammy Whitcomb 1 year, 130,000.
1 year, 130,000 from Dallas. Okay. Yes. Who could beat it?
Let me just...
New York would be willing to step in and bring back the offer for Sam Whitcomb to Dallas is 1 year, 130.
Yes.
Yes.
New York is willing to do 1 year as well, but we're willing to do 1 year, 150.
150. Okay.
Phoenix would also be interested at 1 year, 130.
1 year, 130. And New York, yeah, I think I'd rather go to New York at 150. If anyone wants to go up past that or hit it, I think there's a discussion to be had.
Are you interested in the role at all in Phoenix for a little bit of a discount?
No.
Really?
I think New York has a better chance of winning than Phoenix does.
That's debatable.
I don't think it is. all right, so New York, I think if Dallas is out at 150... then I would probably rather be in New York, honestly. So New York, 1 year, 150 for Sammy Whitcomb coming back.
Bobby and I were talking about a trade if we just want to get that out of the way.
Sure.
Oh yeah. That's the Lee Yeru trade.
Yeah. We were talking about this is only picks coming back, so it doesn't change a lot. It would be a second round pick swap and a third rounder in 2024.
Mm-hmm. And I acquire Lee.
Who is I?
Atlanta. Oh, sorry. Okay. Not Minnesota. Atlanta. I'm sorry.
And that would then open up. We would like to talk to Monique Billings in Chicago.
Very cool. She is listening.
We could go more years, but we were thinking initially 1 year, 120. Come be our Azaree Stevens.
Okay. That seems pretty cool. In Chicago, compete for a championship. I like that. Who can beat it?
Atlanta had her at, was it 144 last year?
Yes, 140 last year.
A 140, okay. We'd be to do a 2 year non guaranteed contract starting at 144.2, which is a 3% raise on the 140 from the previous year.
Okay.
Or we would do a 2 year guaranteed deal at the same value as Chicago.
Which, okay. And Chicago, you said you're willing to go up?
Well, we can't go much higher in price, but we can add another year if you want.
So yeah. 2 years at 120, right?
Yeah, 120 flat.
And then from Atlanta, it was 2 years, 140.
So it's either 144.2. Well, it's basically the 3% raise on what she got this past year, non-guaranteed 2 year contract, or match the 2 year guaranteed contract from Chicago.
And it would be protected in Atlanta. I don't think the protection's worth all that much. I think she wants the 140 for 2 years. Okay. I don't see them releasing her. So I think she's good. I think that's a good deal for her. 140 for 2 years, with a raise. in the second year to Atlanta. So that's done. Monique Billings going back.
Is Vegas holding on to Quan Williams?
For now, yes. Considering she hit some big shots in the playoffs and we have a formal year and we have the core intact, but I'm willing to hear what is possibly on the table for Laquana.
I would love to just make a really aggressive offer at Kia Stokes to make you make some decisions, but unfortunately, neither of my teams really want Kia Stokes.
So, Courtney Williams, who's got an offer?
Minnesota would do 2 years, 100 flat guaranteed just to get some bidding going.
We would certainly do that. I mean, I think the way I set it up, we're actually pretty much exactly at the 103 that she made last year. And so, you know, we think she's an essential part of our team. Definitely part of our calculations as we were doing earlier conversation.
How many years? Do you do? Two, three?
Yeah, we do two.
We do three.
Wait, how old is she? I think she's still young enough that three seems good to me, right? When was she born? Let me look that up again. But
28. Oh, wait,
she's 28. Yeah, that's totally fine. So I mean, three? I think.
And we can't, I can't, no protection is what I'm understanding.
No.
Because I think you're done with, No.
I think we've got four protect coming in, and then we protected Heidemann, and so we could protect Williams as well. And that if we protect, you would want all 3 years protected, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that would be three protected next year. So I think we're fine on that too.
So no protection is what
I mean, we're willing to protect.
Okay. So you are offering the protection. 3 years at 103. Is anyone beating that?
Would Courtney Williams be interested in a
I'm not interested in taking deal? No. I'm not taking deals? That. You have to beat this offer. If you cannot beat this offer, years or dollars. There's no need. Right. Okay. Going back to Connecticut, 103. That's a great deal for Courtney Williams, man. Protect.
It is. I've been waiting patiently hoping a lot of money would get spent elsewhere. I wonder if that's how it'll play out in practice. I'll even say with raises for you, Gabe, just to make that.
Yeah. That's some awesome agenting. Sorry. We're going to need to wrap up here soon. So we're going to do three more names that we have just agreed to as to the end of this podcast. And then obviously there's a ton of names that we're not going to get to. Unfortunately, time exists in our reality and we cannot just go limitlessly into time. So we're gonna wrap up with three names and we're going to start with Lexi Brown. So who has an offer for Lexi Brown?
LA would like to retain Lexi Brown as our starting two guard, I believe. We're going to start with 2 years, 120.
2 years, 120, and you can protect that.
We're going to start with 2 years, 120, unprotected.
With a raise, though. With a raise.
With a raise, yes.
That's right. All right. 2 years, 120, with a raise, unprotected. Can someone beat that?
Yeah, Dallas had interest, but I think that price is a little too rich for us.
Man, these home teams just love their players.
Atlanta is echoing Dallas's sentiment.
All right. And it seems like LA just loves Lexi Brown. And she's going back. All right.
Unprotected, yes. I'll write that in.
Unprotected. Because she could not get more. All right. That's cool. That one was easy. This is going to be very interesting. Tina Charles, former MVP, has made big plays in the deep runs in the playoffs that she's been on this last year. She's a tremendous basketball player with a lot in front of her. So who has an offer for Tina Charles?
Las Vegas would be willing to rescind the reserved qualifying offer for Jisoo Park to offer Tina Charles the minimum if she's willing to take that pay cut and play with the champions.
Richard was so just annoyed with Tina Charles that he left again. That's the only offer on the table. So if that is the only place I could play basketball, I'm definitely willing to play on the vet minimum to win a championship. And Las Vegas has the best chance to win a championship. I don't see someone beating that.
Minnesota would offer $87,500 for the year.
I don't think she cares. Tina doesn't care about money. If Vegas is offering it and they can use me, we get some minutes, right?
Yeah, of course.
Charles would probably presumably be starting in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's more interesting.
Which is something she seems to care about.
So. She does care about that a lot.
And we're offering, I mean, again, we will offer slightly more you know.
She wants a ring, man. She's going to Vegas. She's okay. Going to Vegas. Vegas league minimum there.
Yep.
Don't need to protect. So Tina going to Las Vegas. Super team, baby. Put it down. Get the graphic ready, ESPN. We're Bleacher Report. I need the graphic ready for a super team in Vegas with Tina Charles now. All right. Isabel Harrison.
Come to Chicago. Play for a ring. Let's start at 100,000.
For?
The year.
The year?
Prove yourself.
Okay. Well, can anyone beat that? I would like more money.
I don't think you'd be starting in Phoenix.
I'm the only person that won't be starting in Phoenix.
We do have Azri Stevens and Bree Turner already.
And a child.
But... Oh, yeah, but she's pregnant. I'm not sure how long she's going to be available.
Right. Yeah, congrats on that neutrality.
That was the first trade, I believe, in WNBA history of two players who are expecting for each other.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a risk, but on the other hand, it's if Diggins Smith does play, it's very limited draft capital.
Does that make it a four-player trade?
You have to.
I don't know. I got to say, in Washington, we're kind of torn to the idea. I mean, we sort of said before we would probably re-sign Elizabeth Williams, but it's interesting to think about that trade-off. But for the sake of the podcast,
we could probably do like...
She's very good friends with Natasha Cloud. So if Washington has an offer, now would be the time.
I think we're going to just have to. I mean, I like Elizabeth Williams a lot, too. So I think we'll stick there. Loyalty, you know, I said, no, not enough fireworks in this podcast.
I think we could do 110 for Isabel Harrison. She's okay with being backup, which I mean, she would be in Chicago.
New York is willing to step in incumbent on a earlier trade discussion that I had with Sabrina.
I just want Isabel Harrison.
Do you still want Onyewere or no?
Oh, if it's Onyewere, then
if it's
I'd rather have that than
the second. And we're willing to offer Isabel Harrison 1 year at 120.
Okay, yeah.
Done? That trade's done? Mm-hmm. So what was that trade again? Say it again.
So Onyewere for the first, a future second round pick?
Yeah, we got a second from Minnesota in that deal, the Skylar Diggins-Smith deal. So we're just going to send that over to New York for Mikhail Onyewere. Yeah.
Look at that. Coming back all the way at the end of the podcast to using those assets, baby. That's what we're talking about. All right. So we got Mikhail Onyewere on Phoenix. I love that move for Phoenix. And then we have Isabel Harrison going to New York for $120,000.
Is she? You didn't come back.
She did. New York just offered her $120,000.
Yeah, but you didn't come back to Chicago to see if we wanted to offer her any more than we did in the first place. She's a free agent. She can go where she likes.
I understand, but do you want to do that?
Yeah, sure. We'll give you 120. Come play for a ring.
That's a better offer. New York, can you beat it?
Well, considering that the signing is... The trade was incumbent on signing.
Yeah, it's contingent.
I will want to rescind the Onyewere deal.
Why don't you just pay me more money? Just pay me more money.
We got Bree Jones and Hanzu. I think I rescind the Onyewere trade. And
all right, Chicago. So dang, that is a tough. That is really tough for Phoenix. Really.
How did that go down? I am so confused.
So what happened was
it went down poorly for Jim Pittman.
Most of it just didn't happen in the end.
So we have 2 years, 120K and unprotected for Isabel Harrison to Chicago. And then we had a lot of stuff that almost happened for both Phoenix and New York. And it didn't happen. I'm sorry, Phoenix. That would have been an awesome trade for you guys. Well, that's a wrap on the WNBA mock offseason / free agency. We did not get to every single player in the league because we don't, again, have unlimited time. If we did, we would do this because it's a very fun activity. So there's a bunch of players we didn't get to, and they will be signed in the ether that's happening in our fake universe. But now I do want to get your impressions of what happened to all the GMs to tell me how you felt about your team, how you felt about the exercise, and what you guys think we got out of it. So let's start here with Aaron, the GM of the Connecticut Sun and the Washington Mystics.
Yes, I personally had a pretty quiet mock offseason, all things considered. You know, we did manage to retain our restricted free agent, Natisha Heidemann, which, you know, I thought would be possible. I knew, as much as I like Breonna Jones, that probably was going to be unlikely to be able to keep her unless we sacrifice something else, which, you know, I want to run it back. And so that's what we did. And then I felt very fortunate that other GMs were not clamoring for Courtney Williams. So we were able to keep her on a contract that fits in with us. So, you know, again, we're pointing towards kind of running it back next year. You know, a lot of teams, sometime when they feel like they've sort of stagnated, often change the coach by firing them. We're kind of in a unique situation. So hopefully, you know, it'll be a little bit fresh for everybody and a great year next year. For Washington, you know, our big move was which I wasn't anticipated coming into this, was that sign and trade we did for Tiffany Hayes, right? We kept our fourth pick in this upcoming draft. I thought that was important. And so we have a pretty top heavy roster, salary wise, aside from Shakira Austin, right, who we're really excited about. And so we're going to be filling out the rest of the contract, the rest of the contracts beyond that.
All right. Yeah, I love that Tiffany Hayes move. Let's go, Sabrina. What were your takeaways for your teams? General takeaways?
Yeah, I guess just overall, I do expect some of the bigger free agents to like actually move to other teams. But I think, like we discussed, individually, I think the odds are favorable for each of them to return, but collectively, I just don't think that's all going to happen. So I'm interested to see which one of those like actually shakes up the entire real offseason process. But just related to this particular exercise, my money did not go as far as I thought it would in LA. nobody really seems to want to come to play for the Sparks, which I understand. I think what happened is I kind of wanted to use the draft capital that I had to put into trades on the Phoenix side, but like for LA, I wasn't interested in using any draft capital because that obviously has gone very poorly for us the last two off seasons. So really just counting on the coach to make things better and just putting as much shooting around like Sykes and NECA as possible, which I think we accomplished by getting Lexi Brown back and Bridget Carlton, and you know, Lord knows what happens with Chrissy Tolliver. And then on the Phoenix side of things, you know, felt very motivated to make a Skylar Diggins-Smith trade. I think the assets we got back are pretty good. And I do think that in a longer exercise, we could manage to use those picks to turn into veterans. Sure. Not that I'm saying that's the best course of action, but I do think that that's what Phoenix would be doing. And there's still like three picks available for this year that I'm very certain that Phoenix could use to turn into actual veterans to contribute on this roster. Really happy to get Azrae Stevens and a good point guard to replace Skylar Diggins-Smith. And I think finding a third big is pretty easy on like the minimum market, like a Lorella Kavai or something, you know, just to fill in those extra minutes.
Well, Sabrina, you did a great job in tough situations here on the last few mock-off seasons. Let's go to Bobby.
Well, first, thanks. It was a blast to get to be here for the first time. Starting with Minnesota, I made a big splash at the very beginning, getting Skylar Diggins-Smith from Phoenix for essentially relatively low draft picks, assuming that Minnesota performs well next year. As it stands, I literally have a starting five of Diggins-Smith, Powers, McBride, Collier, and Shepherd. And so that's not ideal, but I definitely think that Minnesota would be active in the $85,000 range for players like Chitori Walker-Kimbrough, maybe Nia Coffey if her value dropped, Tiffany Mitchell, bringing back Rachel Banham again. I know there are some Minnesota fans who might laugh at me or cringe at that, but I think Minnesota would be very much a player in the low veteran market that we have, bringing back Demiris Dantas, hopefully being able to convince Cecilia Zandelsini to come back after Eurobasket. So there are options.
All right.
As for Atlanta, I was hoping to make a big splash. There were a couple of deals we'd been negotiating during the week that just fell through during the offseason period itself. I do think that the Dolson for a second round pick trade was a nice way of getting a veteran presence in who can keep the floor space for just a second round pick, a future second round pick at that. I think that the acquisition of Marina Mabry is a way of just helping set the table to facilitate the development of our young prospects in McDonald and Howard. And I think that our big rotation allows us to play different ways. And while it wasn't, I think that Howard is maybe able to take a development push where if things had gone differently, we could have made a real playoff push. I think Atlanta is well established to accumulate young talent, especially since they did not lose either of their first round picks.
All right. Yeah. Let's go to Alfred.
Sure. So I'm actually happy with how both of my teams ended up. With Vegas, I didn't expect to do anything special. I do know there was the intrigue of Breanna Stewart, but I think...
One-sided intrigue from Breanna Stewart.
One-sided intrigue, but I think with the way Vegas is structured, we have most of our core signed till 2024, and then we also have the core qualifying offer in the future to Asia Wilson. So I think Vegas is going to be intact for years to come, and we picked up Tina Charles for event minimum. So I think we're good there in Vegas. For New York, obviously we didn't end up getting winning the Breanna Stewart sweepstakes, but one of my goals as New York was to add some inside presence, considering New York was last in two-pointers attempted last season. And obviously it's because they shoot a lot of threes, but we still need that inside presence. So getting someone like Breonna Jones while being able to bring back Sammy Whitcomb and still having our draft picks, I think New York is in a good position to at least compete against other teams next season.
All right. Kevin Pelton, third year in a row that you have retained your stars there in Seattle. So how'd you feel about the exercise?
Yeah, I mean, obviously getting Stewie back was by far the most important thing. Plan A was clearly to sign Courtney Vandersloot to replace Subert at point guard. Knew that was going to be difficult. Mariah Jefferson was part of Plan B. Figure that one makes a lot of sense with as well as she played in Minnesota and then the ties with Stewie. And bringing in Alicia Clark would be a lot of fun, I think, with Gabby Williams likely gone next season. I think both of my teams were impacted by the fact that there's a limited market for point guards. There's a lot of demand for point guards and not that many point guards on the market this year. And the price for Mabry got way beyond what I expected. I had her penciled in for like 150K, hoping to keep both Mabry and McCowan for around 350K. Now, if it turns out if I had not aggressively bid on McCowan against myself, maybe I would have been able to do that. I think she's really, I don't think she's that far off from Breonna Jones, all things considered. So I'm kind of shocked the market for her wasn't more robust, but a lot of people do have bigs under contract for big money right now. So maybe that is going to be how it's going to play out for her.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin. Richard, take us home. Wait, you're muted.
Sorry, tech issues all day. In Chicago, we're pretty happy. We're bringing back the core that we easily could have lost. If Courtney walked to Seattle, then everyone else might well have said, we have better options elsewhere. So keeping her, keeping Parker, keeping Meisman, I think we're looking pretty good for another run in Chicago. And Izzy Harrison's a perfectly adequate replacement for what we were getting from Stevens, even if it means she's a little older. Indiana, we were looking to add a wing, and we did that with Sophie Cunningham, who's young enough to grow with the core that we've got. We still need to decide exactly what our future is at the point guard spot, but we've got Henderson. We talked about a Tyasha Harris trade with Kevin, which we didn't complete on the podcast, but I imagine we might well get that done if both sides still wanted to do it. So, yeah, with Aaliyah Boston presumably being added to that core, we're pretty happy with where we're going, and hopefully we'd add more the next offseason when we've proven that we can be better than we've been in the last few years once she's in the fold.
All right. Well, I think that's it, guys. I mean, unless League Office has anything to add.
Well, I just wanted to say, Gabe, before we officially wrap it up on the podcast, in my role here with Her Hoop Stats, I just want to thank everybody for being on this podcast. All the GMs put in a ton of time. I especially want to thank Jacob for all he's done to kind of make this go smoothly. You know, it's really remarkable how much better it's gone since year one. I'm thinking, Gabe, my challenge for you is to add Sounders next year, right? So we can have a little like a trade has been made. So every year it gets better. I just want to say thanks for everybody, and especially to you, Gabe. What a great job hosting you did. So thanks a lot, and thanks to everybody listening.
Yeah, I did a great job getting all my clients' money. I won the off season because I'm going to be able to afford a new boat, in this off season. So for everyone on this podcast, thank you so much for joining us. We know it's a really long show, and you have a lot of other things that you want to be listening to. So we really appreciate you spending any time you can with us, and keep it locked here on Her Hoop Stats, because we're going to be talking about WNBA free agency. Make sure you read Sabrina and Kevin, also Kevin at ESPN, Sabrina at The Athletic, for their takes on everything that's going to be going down in just a few weeks in the WNBA. I think we're going to see some more fireworks than possibly we saw at the beginning of this podcast. But
We will talk to you guys when that all goes down. And again, thanks for joining us. That'll do it for part three of the WNBA Mock Free Agency. And we'll wrap up the third annual edition of this exercise. I'm not going to recap every move that went down the lightning round because that would take way too long. But I do want to shout out the fit of Marina Mabry in Atlanta and Mariah Jefferson in Seattle. Be on the lookout for recaps of the Mock Free Agency on the Her Hoop Stats newsletter and hang out with us on the Her Hoop Stats podcast network during WNBA free agency starting in January. It's right around the corner. And I just want to take a second to say it was an honor hosting this show again. And thanks for listening to this very long podcast. It's a labor of love for everyone involved. And it is super fun to all get together for us and be able to hang out and discuss the thing we love, which is the WNBA. And you guys keep us going in that endeavor. So please let us know what you thought, who did a great job, who did a bad job, how amazing the player agent was. You can always say that. And, we'll talk to you guys very soon right here. Happy holidays and please stay safe.